Chapter 29, In the Meekness of Christ.
No human being is to seek to bind another human being to himself as if he were to control them, telling them to do this and forbidding them to do that, commanding, dictating, acting like an officer over a company of soldiers. This is the way the priests and rulers did in Christ's day, but it is not the right way. After the truth has made the impression upon hearts, and men and women have accepted its teachings, they are to be treated as the property of Christ, not as the property of men. In fastening minds to yourself, you lead them to disconnect from the source of their wisdom and sufficiency. Their dependence must be wholly in God. Only thus can they grow in grace. However large may be a man's claim to knowledge and wisdom, unless he is under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, he is exceedingly ignorant of spiritual things. He needs to realize his danger and his inefficiency, and to place entire dependence upon the one who alone is able to keep the souls committed to his trust, able to imbue them with his Spirit, and to fill them with unselfish love for one another, thus enabling them to bear witness that God has sent his Son into the world to save sinners. Those who are truly converted will press together in Christian unity. Let there be no division in the Church of God, no unwise authority exercised over those who accept the truth. The meekness of Christ is to appear in all that is said and done. Christ is the foundation of every true church. We have his unalterable promise that his presence and protection will be given to his faithful ones who walk in his counsel. To the end of time, Christ is to be first. He is the source of life and strength, of righteousness and holiness. And he is all this to those who wear his yoke and learn of him how to be meek and lowly. The duty and delight of all service is to uplift Christ before the people. This is the end of all true labor. Let Christ appear. Let self be hidden behind him. This is self-sacrifice that is of worth. Such self-sacrifice God accepts. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. See Isaiah 57:15.